Splendid. She's nearly well.
Who's nearly well?
The mother of the three young ruffians.
Now that Mother was well, we had to tell her what we'd done.
It's quite true that we're poor, but we have enough to live on. You mustn't go telling everyone about our affairs. It's not right.
Yes, Mother.
And you must never, never, never ask strangers to give you things. Always remember that.
Yes, Mother.
I'll write to the old gentleman and I shall tell him that I do not approve. Of course, I'll thank him for his kindness. It's you three I don't approve of, not the old gentleman. Peter can give the letter to the station porter to give him, and we won't say any more about it.
Isn't Mother splendid when she's angry?
After that, I did something that would make Mother even angrier if she ever found out.
Hello! Dr. Forrest!
Hello, head nurse. Want a lift?
I wanted to see you.
Your mother's not worse, I hope.
No, but...
Well, step in then. We'll go for a ride.
This is jolly.
You've got a fine view of the aqueduct.
I've read about aqueducts in books. Roman water bridges.
Now then, what's the trouble? Come on, Roberta. Out with it.
It's rather hard, you see, to out with it. Because of what Mother said.
What did Mother say?
She said I wasn't to go telling everyone that we're poor. But you aren't everyone, are you?
Certainly not. Well?
Well... I know doctors are extravagant, I mean expensive, and Mrs. Viney told me that her doctoring cost her only tuppence a week because she belonged to a club.
Yes?
Dr. Forrest, can't we be in the club too, the same as Mrs. Viney?
I see.
You aren't cross with me, are you?
Cross? How could I be? You're a sensible young woman. Now look here, don't you worry. I'll make it all right with your mother. Even if I have to make a special brand new club all for her.
Bobby, there you are. I've been looking for you everywhere.
I went for a walk, that's all.
You're just in time for the surprise. Now stand there, wait until the bell rings, and then you may turn around.
Phyllis, what's going on?
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you!
Happy birthday, darling! Could I have forgotten?
You were too busy nursing Mother, that's how.
Here, Bobby, it's a needle book for your sewing kit.
Thank you, Phil.
Mrs. Viney has sent you these glass vases. And this is from me.
Mother, your silver brooch shaped like a butterfly. I've always loved it.
My present is on the table.
Peter, not your steam engine. It's your favourite toy of all.
Of course not the engine. Look, I've filled it with sweets. The sweets are for you. Mind you, if you do want the engine, I'll let you go halves if you like.
You're a brick, Peter. Thank you. Thank you all.